get involved. Here in Hawaii, you have a unique situation because this is America. It's also the only remaining, the only American rainforest is here in Hawaii. It is also being under attack.
Yeah, sure is.
In a big way. So people in Hawaii have a unique opportunity here to actually do something about it. See, it's also an eminent domain problem. That is to say, we can't go to Brazil and say, hey, you guys got to change your rainforest attitudes. They say, hey, you guys already trashed your forests. Why, now it's our turn to trash ours. You know, you can't tell us not to, and we can't. We're not in a position to do it. It's more a matter of world economics and so forth. And if the World Bank could get off the trip of sponsoring these so-called, you know, from the civilization, the bias toward, the bias that says that hardware means civilization. In other words, if you're a third world country and you don't have hydroelectric dams and you don't have big, huge factories and you don't have all the rest of this stuff, you don't have a viable economy. The World Bank has been subsidizing a lot of the destruction inadvertently and under the guise of the seductive guise of progress. You know, this means progress for your people because you'll have cheap energy. Well, shit, it doesn't mean a thing if what you're going to lose is the impossible to measure value of the rainforest and the incredible amount of life that exists in it and the complex genetic bank that it represents. I mean, there's no, you can't put a price on that on any level, aesthetically, economically, or anything else. It's a matter of how you choose to deal with things. So really, there, it's the narrowness of the World Bank's viewpoint. Now, there are people that are going out that really are making the World Bank, I think, more conscious of this. And this, that's a good effort. It needs to be done. Because otherwise, there won't be any, it's the old Ryman Auditorium, the original Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, the auditorium and stuff is closed now. Now they have a park, Opryland.
Right,
Opryland. Opryland.
Next to Dollyland.
Oh, my God.
As far as the situation in Hawaii, you know, are you going to be spending any time? How much time are you going to be on?
Well, I don't have, I'm not really involved with the rainforest thing here, and I don't know much about it, so it'd be stupid of me to start talking about it. I'm not the guy to people should learn this from. My involvement has to do with what I do, which is scuba diving over here. So I've naturally got involved with the water and the ocean and the reefs and the little margin of life that exists right around the shore. That's what I experience and that's what I've learned the most about. And this is also the thing of where I'm really my information is based on my informants in the scuba diving business, and also my own. I've seen what anchors do to coral, and you know, it's one of those things that's fairly obvious. It's a fairly cut and dry kind of deal, really. But there the problem is one that's more bureaucratic than it is a problem, a moral issue, so to speak. You know what I mean? Or even an economic one.